On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja. Ahead of Remembrance Day, the Queen has arrived in Kent. Her Majesty's opening the luxury care facility at the Royal British Legion Industries Centenary Village in Aylesford. The development provides accommodation and support for vulnerable and elderly veterans. Katie Boots is one of those hoping to meet the Queen and says she's there to represent her mum, Margaret.
So my mother worked for Gavin Astor House. She started here as a senior RGN when it opened, and I think it opened about 20 years ago. No, more than that, 27 years ago. She worked here for 17 years and she died 10 years ago. So she died actually on the 4th of November 2009, so it was her 10th anniversary. And she worked here for 17 years and she actually died in service. She had a heart attack and died suddenly. So the Legion came to her funeral. Sir John Quinn, I think, was the CEO then. He came to the funeral. And I'm here for her because she's a big Queen fan.
You can get all the updates on the Queen's visit to Kent by following our live blog at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Boris Johnson says he's wanted to chew his own tie in frustration as the UK is so close to leaving the EU. The Prime Minister has spoken at Downing Street to announce the official start of the election period and his post-Brexit hopes.
We can take back control of our laws so that we can do things differently and better if we choose, from free ports to free trade deals, from banning the cruel live shipment of animals to cutting VAT on sanitary products.
Jeremy Corbyn's promising Labour would make zero-hour contracts illegal and tax the richest. The Green Party's promising to improve things like energy efficiency in homes.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A woman's been charged after a man was stabbed at a property in Chatham. He was taken to hospital following the attack on Gordon Road on Monday night. 33-year-old Amelia Long, who's from the same street and knows the victim, is due in court later accused of grievous bodily harm with intent. Part of a Kent hospital has been shut for a week following an outbreak of norovirus. A section of the Cambridge K ward at Ashford's William Harvey had been closed after a case of the vomiting bug was identified. The bay has been in quarantine for 7 days as an infection control measure, but is expected to reopen today following a deep clean. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see footage of the moment a drug dealer rammed into a police car in Gravesend. Daniel Bassett injured an officer on Albion Terrace in March, and after being arrested and released, he was caught dealing drugs again in the Mitchell Avenue area in September. He then led police on a chase while trying to get away. The 22-year-old who used to live on St Albans Close has been jailed for 5 years and 8 months. The bus company scrapping one of its routes in Kent after it's thought to have been attacked with a pole and air rifle. Go Coach has cancelled the 429 service, which runs between West Kingsdown and Dartford, after more than £1,500 of damage have been done to its vehicles. At Kent Online, you can see the first picture of a Morrison store in Folkestone that's been built to replace the one that burned down. The new supermarket on Cheriton Road will open tomorrow, almost exactly a year after the old building was destroyed by a fire. A group of travellers have set up camp in a car park in Medway. They've been spotted at the site on Chatham Riverside this morning. It comes as travellers were asked to leave a shopping centre car park earlier this week. And hundreds of children in Kent are getting the chance to ignite their passion for cinema thanks to free screenings over the next 16 days. The Into Film Festival is now in its 7th year and is the biggest event of its kind for young people. Schools are being invited to take children to Rochester, Sittingbourne and Tunbridge Wells to watch movies like Spider-Man Far From Home and Horrible History. Street's Rotten Romans. Celia Small is the festival's executive.
Our team also create educational resources that help to outline those sort of curriculum links and discussion points within the film. And it's all about going to see the film, creating that discussion point within the class, and then going back to your classroom and really sort of taking the value of the film and making the visit and the experience last longer.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Two-time Olympic champion Nicola Adams has retired from boxing. The 37-year-old is making the decision on medical grounds. She's been told any further impact to her eye could lead to permanent vision loss. That's the latest. Next update at 2.